The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm a multifaceted boss.
I'm a creator boss.
I am a live video boss.
I'm a karate boss.
I am a blog boss.
I am a business boss.
Education boss.
I am a diverse academic boss babe.
She's evolving.
She's determined.
She's a boss.
And this is She's in a Pod.
Hey guys, welcome back to a new episode of She's in a Pod. How are you guys? Today's International Women's Day. How amazing is that? We get a whole day to celebrate us and how amazing we are. Because we are. We really, really are.
We really are. Super exciting.
Yes.
So let's quickly introduce ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. So my name is Shade Odudo, you guys. Shade or Shade. I'm sure you guys know my voice by now because I'm always the one telling you guys to leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Follow us, subscribe. And in fact, I'm going to stop leaving it to the end. I'm going to do it at the beginning. So guys,
do it at the beginning.
Exactly. Yeah. So guys, if you are listening, please pause what you're doing right now. Pause the episode. Go on Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating review so that other people can find us. And please subscribe, share, like, all of that. And tag us when you're listening.
All of that good stuff.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Over to you, Jen.
Yeah. So, hey, lovelies. It's your girl, Jenny. I hope everyone is doing well today. As Shade already mentioned, today is International Women's Day, a time where all women from different walks of lives are celebrated. In this episode, we wanted to try something different and dedicate this episode to honoring all the women who have inspired us in one shape or another, whether that is through their work, overcoming challenges, which, by the way, is the theme for this year's International Women's Day, or people who have supported our podcast. We see you, and we really wanted to highlight that in this episode.
Absolutely. So we're just going to literally go through, speak very briefly about the different women, and please note that this list is not exhaustive, so there are still so many more names, but because of time, we've just condensed it to 30 special names.
Yes.
So keep listening, because you may be shouted out. You might just be shouted out. But yeah, okay, so I'm gonna go first. So my first pick is Nikki Bambadé. Now she calls herself the encouraging mummy. She's a mum of three, super young, successful, into kind of fitness and encouraging, and she's just amazing. I connect with people that are genuine and are the same offline and online. Although I haven't met her, I know people that do know her offline, and they say that she's exactly the same. What you see with her is what you get. She's candid, she's real. And she's a beautiful mum of three. And she's young. I love that. You know me, I love my mummy vloggers.
Love that.
So, yeah.
Love that. Amazing. So, on to the next one. We have Hayley Melenda.
Ooh.
If you don't know who she is,
Prosper.
You guys,
Prosper.
I don't know where you guys
Prosper.
Are. Prosper.
Prosper.
Yes. So, Hayley Melenda, she is an international speaker, author, and now she can add to her list of all different things, artists. I met her a couple of years ago, actually, when she came out with her book, and, you know, when she was just starting out as a speaker. And this lady has inspired me so much. I mean, she's so young, but she comes with so much vim.
She does. Like, I see what she does. She spoke at my church once.
The room is quiet.
Absolutely. She spoke at my church once, yeah, about mental health, her journey. And I was so captivated. I was just like, who is this girl? Like, she's a great speaker. She's a great speaker. And she's very down to earth as well. So you message her, you get a response. It's not like, you know, some people that are a bit, you know, bougie. They kind of let, I guess, the fame or the success get to their head. She's great.
No, she's amazing. And she's recently released her new single, Prosper.
Go stream that. Woo, woo.
Go and stream that. What's that verse? There's this particular verse that I really, really like.
Should we play a bit?
Yeah, we should play some of it. I think it goes like, roll me, you're going to prosper, and I cover the bills, we're going to cost you. Sometimes I eat Dixie, and sometimes I eat lobster.
Roll me, you're going to prosper, and I cover the bills, it won't cost you. Because sometimes I eat Dixie, and sometimes I eat lobster.
Okay, Jen.
Please, guys, I'm not a rapper, okay?
I did not know you had it in you, but I love that girl.
No.
We should edit that little bit into this, absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out to you, girl. You are doing amazing.
Okay, so next is Mary Abesanwa. Hope I said her name right. She's known as Millennial Mary A. Now, I've been following her for about 4 years now. Found her randomly on Medium and I was just really drawn to her. She's young, she's really successful in her career. She's a career woman. Mm-hmm. She's award-winning, a fintech consultant, a community builder. She also does speaking gigs as well. Why I love her is because she's so focused on her craft. She's focused and she's also a go-getter. I like people that I can connect with. Like I said, a few years ago, I reached out to her and I was just like, she was doing 31 days of Black excellence and just shouting out, you know, Black people. And I reached out to her and I was like, you know, sometimes you got to shoot your shot. I was like, oh, I want to nominate myself. And she actually posted me in her blog. And I was gassed.
Oh,
so, yeah. Amazing. And she's...
I love down-to-earth people.
Exactly. Like, and I think we're even similar ages, but she actually inspires me in just her work ethic. For me, that's a big thing. So, yeah, shout out to you, Mary.
Shout out to you. Cool. Next person is Gabby Mendes. Now, Gabby Mendes is the founder of Talk 20's podcast. She is all about being real. Okay, she understands, she's in her 20s and she understands the struggles that we go through in our 20s. Hence why she wanted to create a podcast to highlight this. I've actually spoken to her a few times and we are coming out with something quite soon.
Oh, check
you. She's super down to earth as well. And yeah, if you guys are, you know, wondering, you know, how does it feel like to be, you know, navigating your 20s and, you know, you want to learn some more, you want to connect with more people, definitely check out her podcast because it's absolutely amazing.
Right. So are any of you accountants or do you know someone that wants to be an accountant or are you interested in accountancy? Well, I've got the perfect woman for you. Now, I went to school with this young lady. Her name is Bissy. Now, she's gold. So for me, I've always looked up to her. She knows this. We're from the same area. I went to school with her. She's a year above me. And right now she's a qualified chartered accountant. Like qualified.
Check you out.
She recently bought herself a new car. She has her own side hustle where she does personal tax for like businesses. And she's just overall such a hard worker. I remember when, like, those days in school, I would see her working and I was just always like, how is this girl so intelligent? But you know, the most beautiful thing about her story is that she's also a socialite. So she parties hard. Like, she knows how to switch it up. And for me, it's the balance that always intrigues me. It is.
Yeah.
I just always thought, how do you get that balance right? How can you party hard, you look buff every single weekend, but yet you're smashing it in your results? That always inspired
me. That's the goal, you know. That's where I want to be.
This is it, and that's why I call her goals, because she genuinely is goals in that aspect for me. I'm just like, to be able to still have a social life and still be beautiful, still be a fashionista, but also smashing it in your career, that's goals. So yeah, shout out Bissy Boo.
Amazing. Love it. Okay, so the next person is also one of my very good friends. Her name is Bumi Jenfa.
Oh,
this girl, I have known Bumi. Her. I have known her for...
See, Miss Fashion and well. Law. I know.
So she, you know, we've known each other for over a decade now, since we were in year 7. And this girl has supported me all the way through. She's an avid listener of our podcast. She supports me through my other ventures as well. And she's, you know, she's just an all-round amazing woman. Now, on top of being a law student and, you know, on her way to becoming a barrister, she is also the founder of the Fashion Law Edit.
Jeez.
Now, the Fashion Law Edit is basically a platform where she which she has created to bridge the gap between fashion, law and business, which at the beginning I didn't quite understand, or I didn't quite have much knowledge around that area. But now, as I've gotten older and just seeing things in the news, I totally understand the importance of knowing the law behind, you know, fashion. Mm. And, you know, as we have seen, you know, recently with bigger brands and certain types of companies stealing of smaller brands in terms of their fashion, their designs, I think what she's doing is absolutely amazing. And it's definitely a niche that needs to be spoken more about. But yeah, she's doing great. She's also got an event. So I think by the time this episode airs, you will still be able to get some tickets to her the Fashion Law Edit Presents Women in the Fashion Law event.
Ooh, where she I didn't know she was doing an event. Is it virtual?
It is a virtual event. Yes, it is. And and yeah, you can purchase your ticket or you can connect with her as well. So it's at the Fashion Law Edit. So check it out. And I'm super proud of you, Bumi.
Oh.
If you're listening to this.
She better be.
Yeah.
Okay, so next we've got Angela. So, Angela Mavala. Now, Angela is a skinfluencer, is what she calls herself.
Skinfluencer.
Yes, skinfluencer. We love a girl that creates a niche for herself and uses puns. We love that. Now, Angela, you guys know me about my skin. So my skin is admittedly getting a lot better, but as soon as Boris mentioned lockdown easing June 21st, I said, it's not me that's going to be going out with my skin looking crinkum. So one of my friends put Angela on her story, as well as some other people that, you know, can do consultations for skin or whatever. So I reached out to Angela, booked in my consultations, and now I'm on an 8-week journey with her to kind of improve the texture of my skin and all of that. And she's really professional, really down to earth. She knows her stuff. She's a qualified pharmacist. Let me even read out some of the qualifications she has in her bio. FDSC, BSc, MPharm, MRPS, ooh, clinical pharmacist, author, featured in BBC. I mean, the list goes on. She's young, stunning, and has great skin. And I just love, you know, when other women of colour have their niche and can support other people to kind of be their best self and just feel pretty and feel beautiful. So yeah, Angela Mavala, keep doing what you're doing. She recently also went viral on Twitter because she she tweeted about skincare like trends that need to go by, basically. So a lot of the things we believe to be true, such as buying skin products according to our skin type, are things that actually are false and shouldn't be done. So go check that out if you haven't. Amazing. Yeah, she gained like thousands of followers from it.
I was actually thinking of getting a consultation with her, but now that you've actually brought that to my attention, I think I'm just gonna go.
You should do it.
Me too. I need my skin to be looking your skin fresh is buff, for girl. June.
What's up with your skin?
It's still definitely more work.
Same. For me, it's texture. I have little bumps. I just want to feel my
and
best
self.
It's
all about like maintaining it as well. Absolutely. Like, I want to really get to know my skin, and I think she's the perfect person.
Absolutely.
To get advice from.
You will not be disappointed.
Cool. So next person is Lydia Dinger. Now this girl, I have been following her for years. From when she started her videos about when she had an internship in Geneva or the United Nations or something like that. And this lady has grown so much. Like you said, she's the content queen. She's so inspiring and she's so real and down to earth as well. So recently she, you know, became a new homeowner and she's basically shown us the process from beginning to end, and she's got her own Instagram for her home, which is called at Lydia Dinger Home, where you can actually follow her process as well of renovating. And the reason why I picked her is because she bought this house by herself, and she was very transparent in how she did that. And again, she, you know, she gave us the resources, she gave us the advice, and you know, she's showing us the lows and the highs of it as well. And I think that's what I really love. It's not just about, oh yeah, hey, I got this three-bedroom house and that's it. No, she's showing us the behind the scenes.
Exactly.
And I think that's inspiring for myself, who, you know, I'm hoping to one day own a home as well. This is really inspiring to see. So shout out to her. You are doing amazing. And
love it. And I love the fact that she, because I went came across one of her posts and she was saying that she wants to cut out the fluff and she wants to be real and tell you the actual cost. So she says that her, yes, I guess, brand or whatever is cost transparent. And I love that because a lot of us in our, yeah, community, we're shy to talk about money. We don't want to talk about salary. We don't want to talk about how much we saved, how much we spent. But actually that, yeah, will help other people because we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Okay. So next on my list now, this young lady has been supporting us for months. Every single Monday when we release an episode, without fail, she reposts on her story, she tags us, she lets us know her thoughts and opinions about the episode, she asks us questions, she engages every single week. She's probably one of our most consistent, diligent listeners. So her name is Chanel. She's from London, 25, and into law. She's the founder of Books, Caffeine, and Podcast. And Chanel, I know you're going to be listening to this because you always do. We are grateful for your support from the bottom of our heart. We see it, we appreciate it, and you deserve the accolades because honestly, sometimes it's so easy to get caught up in the followers and the listeners, but actually when you have diligent, real people that actually enjoy your content, it's very, very heartwarming.
Yeah.
So thank you, Chanel. I can see on your bio that you are an aspiring solicitor and I pray that you get there.
Amen. Praying for you, girl. Well done. Cool. So next person we have Sade Taiwo. So she is the founder and creator of The Penny Pal. And The Penny Pal is basically the ultimate source for budgeting and saving tips. She created this, I think maybe less than a year ago or just over. Mm. And it's just gone absolutely, you know, mental. She's got such a huge following now. She's so consistent. And she really breaks down, you know, the importance of, you know, ensuring that your finances are in check. And there's no jargon, there's, you know, no like massive words or confusion. She really keeps it very plain and simple, and that's why I love her. And you know, she's been featured in Cosmopolitan UK. Ooh, she's been featured on Glamour UK, BBC News, Starling Bank.
Okay.
And she does come across quite quiet, but I think that's just the beauty of it as well. Like, she's not someone that shows up, she just does the work. And I absolutely love like her stories where she posts about motivation, her tweets as well. And she's definitely somebody that I'd love to meet one day and just kind of like have a good old chat, because I feel like she's a bit of me as well. And she
I can see that, actually. Introvert, but still bossing it, doing your boss babe thing.
Exactly.
Absolutely, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And you know, she's worked with Patricia Bright and does like some of the curation as well, so she's doing it, she's killing it. And yeah, I just wanted to say well done to you, and yeah, keep on doing you.
Love that. Okay, so next on my list we have Nikki of Nikki Diaries. Now, The Nikki Diaries is your only source for the latest positive showbiz news. She is changing the way that we perceive media, she says. So Nikki, why I chose Nikki is because she is the epitome of perseverance. A few years ago, or maybe just over a year ago, her page that she had spent so much effort to build got hacked. This was her Nikki Diaries page. Yeah. And she just came back strong. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the worst things to happen, where your hard work is completely gone and you can't even retrieve it. It's like all gone and you have to literally start from the ground up. But I chose her because her resilience is absolutely phenomenal. She got back to it. She keeps posting daily, diligently. Now she's getting features. She's going viral. She got a million likes on one of her tweets to do with John Boyega during the Black Lives Matter protest. She is going viral, and she's also done interviews with Maya Jama, etc. So this is someone
I always see her on the timeline. Yeah,
so, exactly, without fail.
She's doing amazing.
And to me, that's diligence and that's loving what you do. And I can only commend her. So yeah, hats off to you, Nikki. I could learn a thing or two from you.
Yeah, and she's become, you know, one of the ultimate sources, news resources that I go to.
Yeah.
You know, to find out what's happening. And yeah, well done. Okay. So next up we have Courtney Daniela. So if you don't know who she is a YouTuber where she talks about beauty and life and advice, and she's so down to earth and real. She went to Cambridge University, and that's actually how I came across her when she started doing YouTube videos showcasing her journey, how she got into it, and I just found that she was really down to earth, and that's why I really connected with her. She is also the founder of CDB London, which is a hair company. Recently, she actually highlighted how much she has made from it and really wanted to be candid and transparent about her journey. On top of that, Courtney is also a podcaster. She started a podcast called To My Sisterhood, which is all about, again, transparency, basically the online big sister that you always wanted. And she started this with another lady called Renee. And I kind of just wanted to highlight that, you know, I think what's really nice to see is people just being real, people being real about, you know, their journey and just what's happening in life. I think we've had enough of all the fluffiness and all that kind of stuff. And these two young women are just absolutely killing it in their respective fields. And, you know, To My Sisterhood podcast is a podcast that I, you know, I've listened to for quite a while now, and I'm actually hooked onto it. So definitely you guys should check it out.
We should get them on.
We love to support.
We should get them on our pod.
Definitely. We should. And do a collab. Yes.
I love anything to do with uplifting other women. That's my bag. So yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, she's doing amazing. I think she was also featured on a, you know, those billboards on Westfield.
Ooh.
You know, when you drive past Westfield in Shepherd's Bush, she was actually featured on that. I saw it as I was driving past. So
that's amazing.
Big moves.
Go you. Next on my list is Emma, from founder of This Is Planted. So this girl is a genius.
This girl, genius. I don't even know what to say.
Like, genius. That's genius, all I'm going to say. Genius. I chose her because she's a genius, guys. We are going to add all these people, so don't worry, you can have a look and see what she's about. Essentially, she founded a... So it's to do with hair and, you know, natural products for the hair, especially black hair and growing our hair. It's handmade, it's vegan, it's nutrient dense, etc. But the way she scaled her business in such a short space of time, just after she got sacked from her job, is inspiring. So go read her story. But yeah, shout out to you, Emma.
And I need to get my hands on it. Every time I go onto the website, it's sold out.
So that's a good sign.
Yeah, she's doing amazing. Yeah. Cool. So next up, we have Grace Beverly. Now, some of you guys might already know of her, some of you guys may not, but Grace Beverly is the founder of We Are Tala, which is a fashion brand, and also the founder of Shreddy, which is a fitness brand where they give you tips on how to get fit. We've got different courses on there that you can do. She's also she was also actually part of Forbes 30 Under 30, and she is she's an Oxford Uni graduate. So again, I came across Grace many years ago when she was, again, sharing her journey, you know, in school and just, you know, living her best life, really. And what I really admire about her, I mean, this girl, she has done absolutely amazing. Like, I can't even tell you how inspired I am by her work ethic, her mind, you know, just the impact that she's had.
We need to get a couple of these women on the podcast. Honestly, them come and speak and share their stories and their journeys.
Yeah. And I think, again, what I want to highlight about Grace as well is just how real she is. And she, I listened to her latest podcast interview. And you can check it out on her page. And she spoke about how she understands, like, the privilege that she has as a white woman, and, you know, her family background and all that kind of stuff. And I love when people are, you know, real about that, because at the end of the day, like, when you see, I think we spoke about this in a previous episode, when you see, like, celebs and, you know, all these people doing amazing stuff, sometimes it can be a bit disheartening, because you're like, oh, we're not coming from the same, you know, background, and, you know, there's all different factors that might come into play. But she actually highlights that, and she understands that, and, you know, she doesn't shy away from it. And I think that's, you know, it makes it a bit more authentic for me anyway. So yeah, she's doing amazing stuff, she's killing it, and yeah, shout out to you girl, because
we love it.
It is not easy, and I think she's only 24 as well.
Wow, love it, love it, love it. Yeah. Okay, so Zoe is my girl, my really good friend. Zoe,
she came to our event, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah.
Now Zoe is one of the most talented girls, young ladies that I know. She is a graphic designer, she's a website designer, creator, builder, software developer, software engineer. She is so brainy, so intelligent, and so wow, creative, and always willing to help. So she deserves a shout out, because she and she also avidly supports She's in a Pod. She comments, she likes, yes, and we love it. She came to our event, she spent her own money, her good earned money, to come to our event. So wow, yeah,
thank you so much for
we
that.
We love it. Over to you, girl.
Cool. So next up we have Dr. Joyce. Now I recently came across Dr. Joyce. I don't know, I was just scrolling through like my feed and I saw that she was doing a live, and it was like a live called, it was called Hey, How Are You Doing Really? And ooh, essentially she's a doctor. She's a I think maybe in the second year, I'm not too sure, but she's 25, she's a doctor, she's wow, currently working in hospital, and she showcases that journey. And like I said before, she's got an Instagram live series called Hey, How Are You Doing Really, where she interviews and has conversations with different women in healthcare, which is amazing. And what really stunned me is that recently, I think maybe like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, she actually said that as well as studying to become a doctor, she also did a degree in health management. I mean, like, it's just mind-blowing.
Some people just like to study, Sha, because what?
They just like to study. And I just found that so incredible. And, you know, her reasoning for wanting to study health management, you know, was for self-development and just things that she wanted to do in the future, as well as becoming being a doctor. So she's doing absolutely amazing. I love the series, the weekly series that she does on Instagram. And she's just a breath of fresh air for me. So shout out to you.
We love it. Okay, now this is another avid supporter of the podcast, Dear Girls, Kerry. So she's, I remember her as probably one of our like earliest followers, actually. She's been following us, yes, since we like started. Her name is Kerry. I believe she's from Birmingham, and she started her own women's platform. And we love a connected sister, a sister that's also aligned in what we're doing. So yeah, thank you for supporting Kerry, and shout out to you.
Thank you. Cool. So next up, we have Saru. And Saru is also another skincare and beauty guru. Again, I met her a couple of years ago. She's absolutely amazing. So kind, so giving. If you ask her for advice, she'll, you know, gladly give it to you. And, you know, her page is just absolutely amazing as well, her feed. And again, she's all about skincare, fitness, beauty. And I really wanted to shout her out because I can see her consistency, and I can also see like the effort that she puts into her work.
Consistency pays off.
She taught me about lighting and, you know, getting the right angle and all that kind of stuff. I'm still working on it, but I really just wanted to, you know, shout her out because again, she's so supportive of our work and all the things that I do as well. So I really wanted to, you know, give her this moment to, you know, shine in her glory.
I love that. Abisoye Ogsundaro. I hope I said your name right, girl. But yeah, Abisoye. You are amazing. So Abisoye Osundairo is a journalist. She's also part of Preach It Sis podcast, a podcast that She's in a Pod loves. They are Christian women's, yes, podcast. But outside of that, Abisoye is also a journalist, and she has a YouTube channel. She connects people through storytelling, as she likes to say. She's been involved in quite a few notable projects actually recently. And she's just really cool. She's really down to earth and a great, great supporter of She's in a Pod. She also came to our event, Boss Girl Brunch. Yes. On her own, because she was determined to come. I remember she said, I came on my own.
I had a lovely chat with her.
Oh, she's lovely. And she's stunning. Abisoye is beautiful. But yeah, so shout out to you, Abisoye, because girl, we see the support and we love the support.
Yes. So next up we have Neelam, I hope I'm saying it right, aka the Neelam Show.
Ew.
And I came across her recently as well. She is the founder of Don't Sleep On Us, which is a community where they shout out different types of people doing great things in the community. I was actually part of her latest shout out, actually, alongside other people.
We love it. And well done, Jen.
I was so thankful that she, you know, recognized me. And again, she's all about building a community. She's all about supporting. And I kind of just wanted to support her back and just thank her for everything that she's doing and just give her the accolades that she deserves.
Joyce Adewale. So she's my next person. Oh gosh, I love Joyce Adewale. I'm always posting about her and reposting her pictures and commenting. So Joyce Adewale, she won Molly May's giveaway. So I'm sure we all remember the big Molly May giveaway, and like everyone and their mums were retweeting. And she was the lucky or blessed, should I say, person, because she won.
So blessed.
So since then, that's how I found out about her. I knew of her before because her wedding was, I think, a year before or a couple of years before, and it was like quite viral and stuff. So I kind of knew of her from there. But then I started following her after she won Molly May's challenge. And she is just so candid. I really, really have a thing for mum bloggers. I don't know why. I'm not a mum yet, but I will be soon by God's grace. But amen, girl.
Little babies running around.
Yes. And I'll be like, Jen, come and babysit. But yeah, so Joyce Adewale, she I guess you could call her mum influencer. She posts and discuss all things motherhood. She's a young, beautiful mum of a beautiful young daughter, 8-month-old Sarai, and she's just gorgeous. Like, her family's beautiful. She's candid, down to earth. I've met her in person. She's exactly the same as she's online, and she's just a kind person. So yeah, I think we should follow, we should support Joyce Adewale. And she's lovely. And another thing I really love, she replies to all of her comments, and sometimes she gets like hundreds, and I'm just like, girl, you got time. But I guess,
how do you get a time?
It's authenticity, you know, when you really want to connect with your followers and your supporters. So yeah, shout out to you, Joyce.
Love that. Okay, so Gemma Jasmine. So Gemma is a creative manager, and she's currently on her personal journey of loving her body, which she documents on her Instagram. So for her, I don't know how I came across her. I think she kind of popped up on my feed, and you know, we somehow started following each other, and you know, she's just been really kind and supporting me, and you know, I just kind of wanted to shout her out because she just seems like a lovely person. There's something about her. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when you get that really good vibe from someone and, you know, you can see, you know, what their ethos is and what they're passionate about. And you can see almost like how big and successful they're going to become. So, yeah, that's why I really wanted to shout you out, Gemma. And she's also, like I said, she's a creative manager currently to First Son of Soil, who I believe is an artist. So yeah, she's worked with several clients, she's done some press stuff, videography, photography, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, she's an all-round creative and definitely deserves this shout out.
Love that. So this next shout out is for Kofo. So don't know much about Kofo, but what I do know is that she is an avid supporter of She's in a Pod again. We have some supporters that are just so... we always see their names pop up, whether it's in our likes, whether it's in our responses to our polls, and we deserve they deserve to be shouted out, because you know, you don't have to support, but you do, and we love it. So yeah, Kofo, thank you for supporting us, thank you for always liking, always responding. You recently joined our Siap Sisters newsletter, and by the way guys, if you're listening and you're not part of Siap Sisters, what are you doing? Send us an email now and we'll add you on. Exactly. Subscribe now.
Trust me, they are really good.
Yeah, honestly, we've got some gems in there. So yeah, but yeah, Kofo, thank you so much for your support. We love you, sis, and we see it all.
Perfect. Next up, we have Hannah. My lovely, lovely, lovely Hannah. So this girl, I met her. at uni, actually. So we both studied the same course, OT, and let me tell you, this girl saved me so many times. I mean, there were times where, admittedly, I was not listening in class. So I would run to Hannah and be like, oh, can you please help me? I don't understand this coursework, all that kind of stuff. And she's just, yeah, she's absolutely amazing. She's kind, she's given, she's patient. And, you know, we stayed in touch ever since. And she supported my ventures, like my She Aspires, and, you know, she's really been an avid supporter. And again, she supported our podcast as well. So with Hannah, she's very vocal about being autistic and dyspraxic. And she talks about that and other types of neurodiversity on her page.
We love it.
So you can definitely check that out. We will put all the ads of everyone that we've highlighted in the description. But I really wanted to highlight her because she's such a good soul. She's so supportive, like I said. And she's definitely someone that I will keep in my life forever. And you, everybody needs a friend like Hannah. Okay, let's just say that.
That's a beautiful compliment.
So go check her out.
That is a beautiful compliment. Now, next is my very own sister, my sweetie, my darling, yes. Mary Grace. So Mary Grace is my younger sister. She's 18, but she is a boss. So she actually inspires me in a lot of ways. Mm. So she is into law. She's currently studying law at LSE. And she also kind of creates content around productivity, uni
which
life.
I love.
Yeah. No, she's doing bits. I won't lie. She really, really is. And she's finding herself. And I love that. So she does reels and TikToks about productivity, about uni life, about law, and kind of just combining all three. And she, you know, people love it. People love the content. She also mentors. She and a couple of people that she's mentored have actually gotten offers from their unis. She's wow. really doing, but she's gotten
at such a young age,
right?
That's amazing.
Younger generation are really making us proud. She's gotten a couple spring internships already, and she's just doing bits. Wow. She really is doing amazing.
I jumped onto a Clubhouse room and I saw she was speaking in it. I can't remember what it was called, but it's something inspiring or just like something.
Okay.
And just like her poise and the way she spoke, I was very intelligent, very articulate, I know at my age, I don't know what I was thinking, but yeah, she's so far beyond her.
She is. You would never believe she's 18. Yeah, she's going to do amazing. She's going to be a top lawyer earning her 100K plus. Yeah. And I can't wait to see it. Yeah. I'm really, really proud of her and I'm excited for her as well. So shout out MG. And she's always supporting She's in the Pod as well. I mean, not like she has a choice. But yeah, she's always reposting, always like, yes, girls. So yeah. MG, we love you, my darling. You know I love you, boo.
Love you, girl. Okay. So next up, we have Bissy Atkins. Now, if you don't know who Bissy is, she is a presenter. She is also the founder and creator of Selfie London, which stands for Self Image Enhance. Now, this girl, I've never met her before, but I've only seen her through like Instagram. But as soon as I go onto her feed, I just smile because she exudes that energy that just makes you feel so good. So again, you know, she's all about body positivity. She's all about self-confidence and, you know, just being your best self. And the way she presents, the way she carries herself is absolutely inspiring. And I can't wait. I mean, I can already tell that she's destined for greatness. Mm. And I really wanted to shout her out because she's so consistent. She's so hardworking. She makes me want to work hard. And, you know, those are the type of people that you want to have on your feed. Like,
absolutely.
You know, when you, you know, sometimes go through a cleanse of who you unfollow and all that kind of stuff just to make sure that your mind is right. She is one of those people that you should be following because, yeah. You can just get so many gems from her. And I think she started a new show as well, which you can find on her page. I think it's called High and Black. And her latest episode featured someone that I will talk about next. I'm gonna say it now.
Shout
out to her, you're doing amazing.
So next, Miss Faith. So Faith, I was just on her Instagram, and she's actually more inspirational than I thought. So Faith really encourages us. She supports us. We did a recent IG live and she was there from beginning to the end, and how I know is because she was commenting all the way through. So thank you, girl. You know, with IG lives, people go in and out, but she was there rocking with us from till the end. So yeah, really avid supporter. She's in the pod, a recent supporter, but has been very consistent. Just seeing that she's also a wheelchair user as well. And that's okay. Really inspirational. I mean, you don't really see that a lot, but she's a proud wheelchair user. Her Instagram is dedicated to spreading positivity and I guess encouragement to maybe other people who can relate to her. So Faith, keep it up, sis. I know you're probably going to listen to this because you are a supporter. Honestly, through She's in the Pod, we are really meeting very, very inspirational young ladies.
It really is
heartwarming. I just feel like a world full of positivity is what we need, especially when there's so much toxicity.
Oh, God.
Who knows if that's a word? But anyways, Faith, thank you. So we are shouting you out because you deserve it, and we really, really appreciate your support.
Cool. Next up, we have Shani
loves.
I mean, what can I say about her? This girl, she's amazing. She's a breath of fresh air. I met her, she might not remember this, but I met her years ago at a girls talk event, and again, her energy was so, it's just so bright and vibrant, and I just remember being in her talk. I can't remember what the talk was about, but I just came away feeling so uplifted, and it was around the time where I, you know, was kind of battling with my self-esteem, and you know, I wanted to do certain things but I was too shy, I was this and that, and just hearing her talk really uplifted me. So she's also an award winning ad babe, as it says on her bio.
Ooh, what's that?
She is the founder of, so basically she won an award for her agency called the Elephant Room UK.
Okay.
And she's also a guest lecturer. Can you imagine? She's a guest lecturer at Kingston University. I mean, that's huge.
Wow.
You
don't hear that every day. And
she is also, you don't. She's also the founder of Girls Let's Talk, which again is an online women's empowerment platform where she shares tips and gems and just everything about uplifting young women. So I really want to shout her out because she's always supporting other people. Like always, there's never a day without fail that she's not supporting other people. So I feel like she really deserves this honor. And I just, again, she's one of those people where she's a bright star. You can already see it. And I just can't wait to see what the future brings for her. I'd love to meet her again one day, hopefully when the restrictions are lifted. And, you know, all these women that we are mentioning, these are the people that you want to have around you. These are the types of women, not just because they are successful, but also because they are real. And they share their truths, they share their hardships, they share their successes, all of that good stuff. So yeah, shout out to you.
Last but not least on my list, on my wonderful list of 15, is Charmaine, aka Tech Bay. Charmaine, I came across her on social media. She is amazing. So she's basically integrating tech, fashion and lifestyle. So she's like an influencer of all three, which is really unique actually. And it's probably her niche. She is a tech analyst. Yeah, so tech analyst. She's an advocate for women in tech. And every single day without fail, she's always posting something around getting people into tech, informing people about tech, speaking about tech, hosting clubhouse rooms or whatever. She's always doing something to do with her tech area, and it's amazing. Yeah. She's very knowledgeable. She wants to help other people get into the world of tech. She wants to make it as accessible as she can. And she's always supporting. Yeah. She supports me personally. She's always, you know, giving me bursts of encouragement and, you know, DMing me with sweet compliments. And, you know, I remember every single person that says really sweet things to me. I just do. And Charmaine is one of them. So, girl, you deserve this shout out. Keep going. We love you and I love you more.
Oh, love it. So next up, we have Sophia Tecker. She is a poet and a storyteller. She is an absolutely amazing woman. She is someone who I have seen grow for years and years. I remember coming across her on YouTube and her doing her spoken word, and just to see how much she has grown is absolutely amazing. She is a TED Talks speaker as well. She was featured 3 times. So definitely check out her videos if you want to catch up on that. She was actually also featured on Vogue India for Woman of the Year 2020. I mean, if that doesn't scream amazing, what else does? She is a light, a breath of fresh air. She is absolutely amazing, like I keep saying. And I just can't wait to see what she does next every time. Her voice is so soothing. I mean, I could imagine her. I think she has done actually some voiceovers. So definitely check out her work. She is authentic. She is real. She shares her own personal experiences. And she has this way about words that I just can't explain. So yeah, shout out to you, Sophia. You are doing amazing, girl.
So I guess that is our list. Again, like Sade said, I mean, there are so many more women that we could have mentioned, and just because of time, really, there's no other reason. So yeah, thank you so much.
Yes.
To all the women who have been mentioned, thank you for sharing your energy, your expertise, you know, inspiring people like myself and Sade, and obviously other people as well. So yeah, we really wanted to dedicate this episode to other people, and yeah, make it all about them, because sometimes that's what it's all about, just giving people their accolades, yes, right?
Absolutely. And happy International Women's Day. Let's celebrate ourselves today. Yeah. Treat yourself, order yourself some food. You know, give yourself a pat on the back. Sometimes we don't just take a step back from life and just enjoy the present moment and celebrate ourselves. You know, we as women, we are amazing. We have so much that in this world, and we've mentioned this in a few of our episodes, we've had so much against us in this world, but yet we keep thriving and we keep growing. So let's keep doing us. We're probably going to do a part 2 of this, because I've really enjoyed this, and there's so many more people that we can name, but honestly the support does not go unnoticed. But yeah, thanks guys. If you loved this, share. If you have any other women that you want to celebrate, tag them under our post, because we're going to post about this as well. Let us know. We'll give them a shout out. And yeah, have a great rest of the week, ladies. Thanks for listening.
Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day. Bye. Love you. Mwah.